Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I pray everybody had good night's rest, that you slept well, that you were able to get to bed in a timely manner, and that everything is working. You're getting up, getting ready for work, getting ready to just relax and feel good for the day, whatever your situation. I am thankful, grateful, and blessed that you decided to join me this morning. We have a lot of words, and it's a good word, and we are coming out of the book of Isaiah. Whew, and all I can say is he does not play. When he breaks it down, he breaks it down in a way that everybody can understand it. He lets you know you're good, you're bad, and you're ugly. And he tells you, he gives you that prophetic word that we all need today, as we see politicians with 91 counts of indictments, 91 indictments. We see athletes and entertainers, and including pastors, that have fallen hard. We see pastors and first ladies dropping it like it's hot in the club. And we're like, whoa, wait a minute, Lord, where are we going here? It's like things that shouldn't be are what's happening. And we got to get it right with God, because we are out of order, totally out of order. And God is not playing with us. And he told us in his word, where you have even pastors preaching idolatry. Because we're going to call it like it is. They're preaching idolatry. That you should worship people more than God. And God's not pleased. And he told us, he gave us warning in his word, in the book of Isaiah. Where are those who call evil good and good evil? Come on now. God is not playing. And he is not a man that he will be mocked. We as men and women of God got to get right, because we will be held accountable. I will be held accountable. You will be held accountable. We will all be held accountable when we don't do as thus says the Lord. As thus says the Lord. I'm thanking God this morning for his grace, for his mercy, for his goodness, for his kindness, for his love toward us, that he gave us warning. He gave us prophecy. He gave us everything we need to move forward in life. Heavenly Father God, I thank you this morning for this mighty word that is going forth, God. I ask that it touch hearts, minds, and spirits, God. I ask that it shows us the light and the right way to go. Lord God, I lift up each and every listener, those that listen live, those that listen later, asking you to watch over them and give them grace as they travel many highways and byways and plainways and trainways, by river, by land, by boat, by sea. Father God, I ask your blessings and ask your grace, God, over each and every one of us. Lord, I pray for those that are in line for the next hurricane, asking, Lord God, that you give them safety, security, and all that they need. And Lord God, I ask that you give our leaders understanding of why things are happening as quickly as they are. Father God, I'm asking you to just show us and lead us and guide us and give us everything we need to do what we must do for you. In the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, I look up asking you, Father God, to please increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. Can't do it without you, God. So I ask you, Lord, to please take control. Father God, I'm asking also for you to watch over mothers and children, those that are pregnant, that have high blood pressure problems, those that are pregnant are dealing with diabetes, those that are pregnant and are not sure if the baby's going to survive. I ask your Lord a special blessing over these awesome women who are choosing to be mothers, who are choosing to bring the gift that you have given them into this world. Lord God, I ask you to please watch over them. You know who I'm speaking of. And I ask you to watch over those that are bereaved of loss of children and miscarriage. I ask you, God, to please watch over them as well. And watch over families that have lost children, God. You have put children on my heart today. And I'm asking your special blessings over children and their families. As they go to school, keep them protected from all hurt, from all harm, from all danger, God. Keep them protected, God, from those that would do harm and evil. Lord God, put your angel rock around our schools, that not one more school would be shot up and one more child die from gun violence. Lord God, help us to see the evil in things and to do what's right. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, again, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's get started, family. The word is awesome. And I will give out the where we're coming from again today. We are coming out of Isaiah chapter 5 and 6, and our title word is coming out of chapter 5. Our psalm for this morning is 105, with verses 23 to 36. Our proverb is chapter 24, verses 28-29. And we will be starting in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 35. And we're going to probably go back up a little bit in our Corinthian word to hit on yesterday's word a little bit as well, because it fits today's word. And we will do our prayer, time permitting, at the end vlog. And I am talking our prayer for today from our 365 Days of Prayer for Life, our little segment I like to call Something to Think About. So let's get started. Get your Bible, because this is Bible study. And if you have a word that God is giving you from this lesson, push the number 1 and raise your hand as you call 213-943-3597. Because it is, can y'all say it with me, a great word this morning. It is a great word this morning as we all get giddy for the word of God. And give it for Jesus, because I just get all excited about my best friend. So let's get started. It says, now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved garden, his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out his stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, please, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And now, please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its head, and it shall be burned, and break down its walls, and it shall be trampled down. I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or dug, but there shall come up bears and thorns. Command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold oppression. For righteousness, but behold a cry for help. Woe to those who join house to house. They add field to field till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land. In my hearing, the Lord of hosts said, truly, many houses shall be desolate, great and beautiful ones without inhabitants. But 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield one ephah. Woe to those who rise early in the morning that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night till wine inflames them. The harp and the string, the tambourine and flute and wine are in their teeth, but they do not regard the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of his hands. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, Sheol has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he who is jubilant shall descend into it. People shall be brought down. Each man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God, who is holy, shall be hallowed in righteousness. Then the lambs shall feed in their pasture, and in the waste places of the fat one stranger shall eat. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as if it were a cart rope. They say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. He's talking to us today. We see it every day. You cannot turn on the television without seeing those viewing negativity, telling us what is good is bad. Jobs, we don't have any, when the job unemployment rate is the lowest it's ever been in the history of the company. Country, but we're told that it's not. We're told that, oh, we don't have to worry about climate change. It doesn't exist as we see a hurricane coming. We're told how awful everything and everybody is when there are so many good people and people who love God in this world. We're told all these things Every day is something negative. The immigrants are coming to take your job. Your jobs are going to get shipped over to somewhere else. But yet we see where jobs are being made. Companies are being built. Everything that we're told by some who are just evil, that is good. We have to ask God for discernment. He has put it in his word. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. But who put darkness for light and light for darkness? Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? He's put it in his word. All we have to do is listen. Listen to the voice of God through his word spoken by the prophet Isaiah. You think Isaiah was living today? When you hear pastors talking about, oh, well, we don't want to be woke. Excuse me? Jesus has said, ha, we don't want to be asleep either. Give me awake so I can see when the Savior's coming than to be asleep and miss these folks. Folks appropriating words they don't understand. We want to be woke for Jesus. We want to have our extra oil. We don't want to be like the 10 brides with 5 asking, can you give me some of your oil, and having to say, no, I can't. When Jesus comes, going to be many saying, but I went to church every Sunday. I sung in the choir. I did everything I thought I was supposed to do. And I hated them. Expletive party, people, things, because they were not of you. And God said, I'm not about politics. I don't look at the color of the skin. I look at the content of the kiss. I don't care if you're sitting in a pew every Sunday. If you're sitting there with the wrong heart, care that you were saved, set free, and sanctified. Because I knew my son was coming back, and I tried to give you warning through my word, but you didn't pick it up. You only sat in a pew, and you listened to everything but me, preach from the pulpit. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drinks, who justify the wicked for a bribe from the righteous man. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so the root will be as a rottenness, and the blossom will ascend like dust. Because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore the anger of the Lord is aroused against his people. He has stretched out his hand against them and stricken them, and the heels trembled. Their carcasses were as refuge in the midst of the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. He will lift up a banner to the nations from afar and will whistle to them from the end of the earth. Surely they shall come with speed swiftly. No one will be weary or stumble among them. No one will slumber or sleep. Nor will the belt or the loins be loosened, nor the strap of the sandal be broken, whose arrows are sharp and all the bows bent. The horses' hooves will sing and their wheels like the whirlwind. Their roaring will be like a lion. Their roaring will be like a lion. They will roar like young lions. Yes, they will roar and lay hold of the prey. They will carry it away safely, and no one will deliver in that day. But they will roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one looks to the land, behold, darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkness by the clouds. And as we go back into Isaiah chapter 5 and the life lessons from Dr. Charles Stanley, it says this. They do not regard the work of the Lord. God gives us music and food and celebrations to enjoy, but never to enjoy apart from him or instead of him or in neglect of him. He is to be at the center of all we do all the time. Isaiah 5 and 20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, our title for today. When God in his word calls something evil, it is evil. When he labels a thing bitter, no multitude of religious authorities can make it sweet through their solemn declarations. God is our absolute authority. God is our absolute authority. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings, with two who covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe to me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the thongs from the altar, with the thongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on saying, but do not perceive. Make the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. Then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants. The houses are without a man. The land is utterly desolate. The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. But yet a tenth will be in it, and will return and be for consuming, as a cherubic tree or as an oak, whose stump remains when it is cut down, so the holy seed shall be its stump. And when we go to life lessons from chapter 6 of Isaiah, I have always loved this verse. As a little kid in my church, growing up, every Sunday, the service started with, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The earth is full of his glory. Every time I heard that, I always got filled up. So whenever I hear, holy, 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 it does something to my spirit. Because all I wanted when I was little was to go to church. To go to church. And I didn't speak on this yesterday because I know how emotional I can get. But yesterday was my late godmother's birthday. When you hear me say my mother or my mom, Leah was my mom in my heart. And she passed away when I was 23 years old. But the one thing I will always appreciate and remember as I grow old, 60 years ago, this woman of God bought a 4-year-old a wardrobe, Sunday clothes, so she could go to church. And I thank God every day that she instilled him in me even more than the thirst I already had, just seeing her go to that place called church every Sunday. I wanted to be like her. I wanted to go to church. And I wanted to do whatever she did in church. And she was over the Addie Lucas Missionary Society. And every time I think about my Lil, I think mission is not just a word, is it? It's a lifestyle. So I thank God for that. And I died for her. And so today I can say, happy belated birthday, Lil. You are missed. But I know that you're in the presence of God. And I know, like you used to sing every Sunday in the choir, that you're speaking and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. When the angels cry out that God is holy, they mean that he is absolutely pure, completely separated from sin, righteous, just, and spotless. Tell us, be holy, for I am holy, 1 Peter 1:16. That's all God is asking of us, be holy, for I am holy. Isaiah, a life-changing encounter. This is a life example. It says, Isaiah's whole life changed when he saw the majestic Lord seated on his heavenly throne. His awesome vision of God pierced him to the very core and prompted him to cry out, I am a man of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Verse 5. You will never deal effectively with your sin without first realizing who God is. When you study his word and begin to grasp his holiness, a deep reverence for him grows in your heart. You, like Isaiah, are humbled before him and realize that you fell far short, that you fall far short of his holiness. Yet before discouragement can creep in, you also realize that God loves you deeply. Through Jesus' death on the cross, God takes away your sins and shows you his amazing love. The crucifixion and resurrection are the beautiful visions God gives you of his awesome holiness and majesty. What a mighty God we serve. He is holy. He is mighty. He is righteous. He is God. And he loves us more than we could ever imagine or think. And all I can say is thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your righteousness. Thank you, God, for you are holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. Can you just say with me this morning, wherever you are, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for putting me in my right mind. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. And when it says, here am I, send me, Isaiah, for service, then Isaiah offered himself to serve. God will never call us to do something for which he hasn't equipped us, nor will he force us to serve him. He wants equipped, well, willing servants. He wants equipped, willing servants. God don't want the one that you got to beg to come and work. Well, if you come, you know, we'll do this, we'll do that. You know, we really need your help. You know, God wants willing workers. Those are things. I got my hand up. I'll come. I'll work for you. I'll work for God. I'll be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. Whatever I need to do, I'll clean the toilets if I need to. Just tell me where the stuff is. Whatever I need to do in your house, God, I'll do it. I may not do it at my house, but I'll do it at your house because your house is holy. Your house is great. Your house is mighty. And we want our own home to be a representation of God. Sometimes we fall. But it's time for us to all get back up again. For the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All you say, serve the Lord with gladness. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. We got to do that. We got to know who we belong to. There is no one like God. And I just get all excited that I got to tell everybody about him. This is my assignment. This is my time with God. And I can do nothing more than say thank you. Thank you to my godparents. Thank you to my mother. Thank you to all those that have poured into my life. Thank you for the village that raised me, God. All those ladies to my life and poured into me. Miss Ola, who never missed a birthday and a silver dollar. To Aunt Josephine, who introduced me to my husband. Hallelujah. Look at God, won't he do it? Little old ladies matchmaking because they knew that my husband would be good for me and I would be good for him. And I can only say God did that because I was 13 and I was not thinking about marriage. I wasn't even liking him. I thought he was kind of goofy. Never knowing that God would give us 32 years. So thanking God for grace and for his mercy and for his love. And I just want to tell all those out there who still have grandparents living, Grandparents Day is Sunday. And you need to remember that. Because God knows some of us miss those people in our lives that were the grandparents, the godparents, the godgrandparents, the extended village. And I was blessed to have a whole bunch of wonderful women in my life, as my husband called them, the Paducah ladies. So to all the Paducah ladies, next generation, keep God first. You never know whose child you're impacting. Let's get into our psalm, family, and our psalm this morning is 105, and we're starting at verse 23. And it says, Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their hearts to hate his people, to dwell craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and wandered in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land abounded with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also, and their fig trees flooded the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their strength. A history lesson is being given that we appreciate the blessings that God has given us. And he says, do not, Proverbs 24 and 29 is where we're going. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause. Catch that. For would you deceive with your lips? Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. 429, life lesson. Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. It is not up to us to settle accounts. Come on now. And to avenge personal scores. We do not have all the facts, and we may well get it wrong. Since God knows everything, he said, what? Vengeance is mine. I will repay. Romans 12 and 19. Highlightable. Again, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Romans 12 and 19. So we don't have to talk about who we going to get. I'm going to get her because she stepped on my brand new white shoes and left that black smudge, and she did it on purpose. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get him because he asked me for a date and then went out with Miss Susie. I'm getting him. He hurt my heart. You know what? She was talking about me and calling me everything but a child of God, and I'm going to get her. We can't live like that, family. We can't have the I'm going to get him spirit because vengeance is the Lord's, and we got to let it go. We got to let go of the person that may have fired you. You got to let go of the boyfriend that may have hurt you. You got to let go of the baby daddy that's not doing anything for his son or for his daughter. You got to let that foolishness go. You got to give it to God. God handles it all when we let him. Vengeance is the Lord. Leave it alone. Don't get caught up because the enemy wants us caught up. The enemy wants us not able to praise God. The enemy wants us angry and mad and bitter. What did Isaiah tell us? What did he say? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Something to think about. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Otherwise, I'm starting at verse 29 to put everything in context. And our word for yesterday is also in today's word. And it says, otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead, and if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. The manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus. What advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. This is Paul speaking to those that don't believe in the resurrection. And then he goes on to say, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. A word for today. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain. Perhaps wheat or some other grain, but God gives it a body. as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men and another flesh of animals, another of fish and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brother, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. But this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain. Don't get weary in well-doing, because God, in due season, you will reap. You will get what God has for you. Don't get weary in doing what's right. Don't get tired when you see what looks like it's just wickedness abounding and abounding without consequence. Understand that God is in charge and that evil will not win. What's done in the dark, God always brings into the light. And when he brings it into the light, there will be those that will say, no, 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 no. That can't be right. It's all this, it's all that. But everything, God shows up. And God shows up because vengeance is not ours, it is his. And we cannot put people on pedestals over God, because God will tear it down. And he will tear it down right before your eyes, whether you believe it or not, when you're walking around with blinders on. God will let you know that boo-boo is not good for you and that you don't need to be going down the street to boo-boo's house. God will show you that's not love. And I love the word for this morning, and it says only love. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other, Romans 12 and 10 NLT. Compassionate one, you set the example of pure love for us to follow. It is your very nature to interact with us in the warmth of affection. As we love each other with this same conscious kindness, we reflect your character, Lord. I want to be like you in your loving kindness. I struggle to love everyone in my life with true affection. I need your help. Fill me with your grace that empowers me as I choose to honor others, whether or not I feel like doing it. Your love constantly chooses honoring others over comfort. It is not my natural inclination, but I will practice. It is a multitude of opportunities in the failing and trying again. Help me to love like you do. Ooh, what a word. And the question today, how does love honor others in your life? Do you love your brothers and your sisters? Do you love your parents? Do you love your children? Do you love that cranky old neighbor down the street that's always yelling at the kids to get off his set? Do you love the neighbor who lets their dog do their number two on your freshly cut grass? To love others as God loves us. And we have to be very careful and ask for discernment and not call evil good and good evil. Because God has already told us in his word, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Let's be good. Let's reach up and reach out and love each other. But God is love. And he wants us to know that good is good. And evil is evil. Dark is dark. Light is light. Bitter is bitter. And sweet is sweet. And you can't call one the other. That's all I got this morning, family. I got a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. It looks like we're going to be a little early. But that's all right, because God is good. Hallelujah. And the word from our sister in Christ, good morning. Don't give up on a good tomorrow because of a bad yesterday. God can make all things new. Have a transforming Thursday, family. Have a transforming Thursday. And remember to ask to lead you. And if he's sending you, raise your hand and say, Lord, I will go. Because sometimes where you go may be like, what? You sending me where? Lord, now you know. And God's like, That's where I need you to go. That's where you will make a difference. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Put your head up and move forward. But you are mine and I am yours. You got to love God because God loves us. Thank you so much. If there's anybody that has a word that God is giving you this morning, our call-in number is 213-943-3597. Lines are open. If anybody wants to speak, now is the time because we will be wrapping it up. If there is no caller that would like to speak, does not want to put that number one on your phone, does not want to call 213-943-3597, then we are about to wrap it up. And for those that are just going in this case, we always say it's a wrap. What is, you know, because we hear that on TV, on the secular. But this is an acronym, and it has a meaning, which, you know, we want to pray for you. We want to keep you lifted. You know, so we are always tugging and praying for all of you. We want you to know that. We got to have a with God in our spirit. We got to know who we belong to and that somebody is lifting us up. And so I pray for you as you pray for me. As the psalmist says, I love you. I need you to survive. So I pray for you. May the Lord watch between me and thee. while we're asking one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and your family. Have a blessed and wonderful day, remembering that God is great and greatly to be praised. Give God a hallelujah this morning. Just raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the glory, of the honor, of the praise. For you are awesome and mighty. I thank you, Father God, for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way. You put food on the table, shoes on my feet, clothes on my back, and a praise in my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God today. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing. And I pray you rejoice with me, and I'm glad in you. Thanking God, it's a little cooler where I am today, so I think I'm putting on a long sleeve shirt because it's a little chilly. And I may even put on my jacket because I think fall is trying to creep up on us a little faster than we think. So thank God, give him honor, give him glory, give him praise for this crisp, wonderful day. Be blessed. It's a wrap. Gotta go to work.